What are your memories of Emma's teenage years?
When she was coming up to starting her periods, they did prepare us a little bit for this, telling us that her blood sugars could be affected by her hormones. And at that time, there was a period of, I think, quite a bit of adjustment in her doses in insulin. And her behaviour wasn't really that bad for a teenager. She could be very moody, but it was just trying to get that balance right with the insulin. And then later on, when she was unwell and she was vomiting quite a bit, and she developed ketones, and she was very she was kind of moody, and then she was getting vague, and she just wasn't right. And I called the doctor, and he came, and she ended up having to go by ambulance to hospital. And she was very dehydrated, because when you're vomiting and when you've got ketones in, you can't drink enough to keep up with it. And ketones is something that Emma and I, she had them, I think, three times and was in hospital with them. And each time we both got a dressing down from the doctors, and we should have known and we should have been more careful. But it was something that Emma and I never really understood. There were vague things like, ketones are like when you have a fire, ketones are the smoke. And silly things that we didn't understand. And even when she was, I think she was 19, 20, she was at university, but she came home because she wasn't well. And I just thought she wasn't really well and hadn't realised it was the ketones. And I called an ambulance myself early in the morning, and I'd left it too late again, and I should have called. And we did get told off quite a bit about the ketones, but it was something that we never really understood. But she hasn't had them since, and we do. Obviously, she would test her urine for ketones. But as Emma got older, she was taking more and more care of herself. And she probably understands it now, but I never got to grips with ketones. And every time it happened, I always felt very guilty. But I'm not quite sure what I could have done, because I didn't really know what I was looking for. And they said about the long-term damage it could do, and you start getting quite upset about it. But it was just a case of, I think we're going to get told off again.
The teenage years are often regarded as the difficult years. Was that true for Emma?
She wasn't a particularly difficult teenager. No, I think I was very lucky with Emma and with her sister. The diabetes had a slight effect, but not really. And it was affecting me less and less. And then she went away to university, so she was completely managing it herself. And I found that I just really wasn't involved with it. And she would be going out with her friends. And they had at the clinic talked to her about drinking, but she was like any other young person. She would have a drink, but she never had any problems. And diabetes kind of went into the very back of my mind. I didn't think about it, and it became less and less important to Emma. It was just something she had that she didn't really think about that much.